Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a new series of sustainability videos that the Oklahoma Beef Council and the Washington State Beef Commission have collaborated on, all to try to tell consumers more about the benefits of beef.
Absolutely. The new videos focus on the positive role beef can play in the environment and our daily lives. The format for the videos are whiteboard animation, which is designed to engage the audience's attention while easily explaining science-based topics. The goal is to continue Beef Checkoff efforts to help consumers understand the actual impact of U.S. cattle and beef production on the environment versus the perceived impact. Further, the intent is to show the positive ways cattle act as upcyclers in producing a high quality protein beef. We have a wonderful sustainability story to share, and these videos work to do that.
And you can learn more by going to the Oklahoma Beef YouTube channel, youtube.com/Oklahoma Beef.
Well, the strength of cattle futures yesterday was refreshing to see, but it did not change the price charts much. Front month June established an inside trading day, while later contracts remained in their sideways patterns. The positive aspect is the few cattle that did trade were sold at $119, and that is steady with what took place on Tuesday and with last week. Any further business that is accomplished yet this week will most likely be steady. Unfortunately, steady cash is being viewed as a victory based on what has taken place over the past few weeks. Problem is, box beef continues to increase, with choice up $3.53, select up $2.27 yesterday. What can one say about hogs other than strong cash, higher cutouts, and new contract highs in futures? Well, lower trade was rejected yesterday, turning contracts higher. Any price dip continues to be a buying opportunity. Now, July Kansas City wheat is trading lower, about a penny and a quarter cents lower, 7.16¾ early today, starting the day with a mostly dry U.S. weather map. The hard red winter wheat region is expected to get some rain in the next 7 days, but the amounts and extent of coverage are debatable. There is more agreement that the soft red winter wheat crop will get moderate to heavy rain amounts further east. July corn's trading up 4¾ cents early today, continuing to gush out higher prices like lava out of an active volcano. Tighter than expected U.S. corn supplies in 2021 have left commercials scrambling for physical corn, and Thursday's repeat of a hot and dry forecast for central Brazil only adds to the bullish pressure. July soybeans are trading about 17 and a half cents higher here early today at 15.59¾, being supported by another display of higher vegetable oil prices. July soybean oil is trading about 95 cents higher, joined by a 2.8% gain in July canola and a 4.2% gain in July palm. We're going to check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, June live cattle up $1.40, 114.42. August up $1.10, 117.72. May feeder cattle up 172 at 131.47. August up 205 at 145.22. June hogs up 87 cents, 114.42. Kansas City wheat, July was up 17¾ at 717. September up 17¾ yesterday at 722. Chicago wheat, July up 17¾, 744.5. September was up 17½, 744. July corn up 11¾, 708.5. Corn was up 20¾ at 631. July soybeans up 4 cents, 15.42¼. August was up 9.5 cents at 14.91¼.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.